to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back, I'm pleased to say, joined once again by Michael Daugherty. He is a man who we've turned to in the past for commentary and analysis about a subject that he is deeply knowledgeable about, namely cybersecurity and insecurity, for that matter. He is, among other things, the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. He's a senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine. He is also the CEO of LabMD, a medical testing laboratory. Michael, it's so good to have you with us. Thank you again for taking some time.
Oh, no problem, Frank. Good morning.
I'm trying to figure out what to make of this cyber problem that the Democratic caucus in the House of Representatives has had. By some accounts, there are as many as 80 members of that caucus who have had operating inside their wire, if you will, Pakistani nationals, apparently with the active support and encouragement of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Can you shed light on what on earth is going on here and the apparent growing concern that these guys weren't just stealing government equipment, but perhaps were stealing sensitive information from these members of Congress as well?
The first question is, why isn't the story even bigger? Because when you hear the story, it's amazing. It is two big lucky breaks happened, or otherwise we'd never know. First of all, a laptop was found in the vestibule in a building on the Hill other than the building Wasserman Schultz's office is in. And yet it was her staff members. And then the Capitol Police took it, and she immediately wanted it back instead of wondering how it got there and assisting in any sort of way. And that was concerning. And it turned out that it was this IT guy who's a contractor, he's not an employee, has his own company who has billed and received payment from the U.S. government for his work in the House of over $4 million over about 7 years. And when this laptop kind of turns into the Capitol Police, he coincidentally closes up shop at his home, rents it, and his kids get pulled out of school. The wife takes off to Pakistan with $12,000 cash. And he rents his house out to a Marine veteran and his currently active military Navy wife. Then no one knows where he's living, but he's still around, but saying he'll be leaving soon. Debbie Wasserman Schultz does nothing but defend him and fight the Capitol Police for the laptop back and continues paying him. Everyone else stops. So the first question is, how come she wasn't stopped at the Dulles Airport? So she's in Pakistan. Now, Politico runs this story, and then no one picks it up, and nothing. And then Daily Caller starts really honing in on it because the Marine veteran tenant now finds smashed hard drives in the house. This guy somehow left in his haste routers, evidence of transferring data, and he believes these are government property, so they shouldn't be in possession anyway. And so he doesn't call the landlord. He calls the authorities, I believe the FBI. So now the FBI is in all over this. Still, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is in a hearing, going after the Capitol Police, saying there'll be consequences for not handing the laptop back.
And, it wasn't, I gather, until this fellow Imran Awan was stopped trying to flee the country himself that Debbie Wasserman Schultz finally fires him and starts becoming a little bit less defensive of him and his work product.
Well, she's between a rock and a hard place because he is now wired. Now he has, used a rental property, represented it that it was a primary residence, taken the money, wired $700,000 to Pakistan and tried to get in a plane. So they get him for that. Now, what's fascinating is, that's considered a placeholder, but the indictment really is a bit cleaned up on anything else. So he's here, and now this is what's concerning. All the dominoes and the web of connectivity isn't really, at this point, getting gone after. And the question is, How's a guy like this get a position like this and get such access? He had her password.
Including, apparently, for the DNC network that she was at the time the chairman of.
Note the press and the left screaming, Russia, Russia, Russia. And now with no evidence. And we have Mueller and the whole world going after. And then this is deafening silence.
It's been extraordinary. And I have to ask you, Michael Daugherty, and I know this is perhaps beyond your immediate expertise, but what's at least as peculiar to me has been that with very few exceptions, there's been hardly a peep out of Republicans either about all this. You know, you'd think that at a minimum, this is an opportunity to make hay politically, to say nothing of, you know, getting to the bottom line as to what on earth might have happened in terms of, you know, information security and perhaps national security as well.
Nothing scares a politician more than thinking that his diary has gone public. And this guy might have access to everything. Who knows?
When you say everything, you mean Republican data as well as Democratic?
You don't know what this guy's got. You don't know what he's got, and he's selling it, I believe. And that's how he's making money as well. And so nothing unifies politicians and bureaucrats more than when you threaten their get-out-of-jail-free card. And when these guys have all their secrets put out, their lack of accountability exposed, they're going to double down. And the first thing they do is whistle past the graveyard. So that's politics 101, and that is that's why people like Trump happened, because there was more than just defeating the Democrats. It was defeating the Republicans as well.
Yeah. So, Michael, let me just ask you, again, we're talking with Mike Daugherty. He is the CEO of LabMD and the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway. Your expertise is in cybersecurity. Give us just a as best we can tell from the dots that are out there in public, the level of exposure that these members, perhaps Republicans, certainly, and quite a number of Democrats, may have to, well, you know, the compromise of personal information, their office data, their perhaps committee responsibilities, and even sensitive information associated therewith. What would it mean if this guy had access to all of that? This guy, and by the way, his family members, there were four or five of them that were in this ring. But if they had access to all this stuff, and they may have been selling it perhaps to Pakistani intelligence or Russian intelligence or others, can you give us a sense of the possible exposure here?
It's blackmail, crime, just exposure of hypocrisy. I mean, you know, we were finding out a few days ago that you know, Assange has released emails showing that the Hillary Clinton campaign donated money to Republican campaigns if they go against Trump. You know, so look, what you will learn is how theatrical and hypocritical Washington is between the parties. And because if Debbie Wasserman Schultz's emails are exposed, those are two-way streets. She doesn't just talk to Democrats. Okay, and what ultimately threatens everything is the whole theater will collapse. That people will know it's not real, it's an act.
And there's a bipartisan sort of collusion, perhaps, between the establishment on both the Republican and Democratic side of the aisles. Fascinating stuff. Again, Michael Daugherty, thank you so much for joining us to explore it. Senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine and the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Come back to us again very soon, if you would. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.